Isaiah Grass, who's currently waiting on hold. Let's bring him on. Isaiah, how you doing?
I'm doing so well. Thank you so much for giving me the opportunity to share with everyone my new single, More Than Friends, and to be able to talk to you. I'm just really grateful that a station such as yourself would be willing to let me talk to you again.
You know, I'm always happy to have you back on the show. It's been a bit since we've heard from you. We played your last single, Wherever You Are. I understand you've got some new music ready to roll out this Friday, October 23rd. And Isaiah, you got to tell us the story behind this single.
Well, first off, I want to say thank you for playing Wherever You Are. I played that song for a lot of people because, you know, during this pandemic, a lot of people are going through really challenging times. And as a singer, I have done the very best that I can to be able to create music that can really allow people to understand that they're not alone in life. Now, my new song, More Than Friends, is extremely personal to me. On August 2nd, someone hacked my social media and stole my identity.
Oh, man.
And yeah, it's been very difficult, actually, but I'm moving past it. They swiped off years of content from my social media. I lost hundreds of fans and messages and engagement that I can never get back. And so I created this song, and it is about raising awareness to stop online predators and hackers from trying to be more than friends on social media. You know, with quarantine right now, everyone's on their phone or on their computer.
Right, right.
And unfortunately, that does make it a prime target for people to take advantage of people. And I really hope that people like this new vibe of a song. It has a kind of dark vibe to it on purpose to give that sense that, you know, just because you see something on social media or just because it looks cool doesn't necessarily mean that you should always trust it. And so that's why I'm really excited to be able to share with you my new song, More Than Friends, on air.
I love that you took that adversity and poured your emotion into music, which for you obviously is your creative outlet. You know, many people are going to remember you from your audition on American Idol. You sang A-ha's Take On Me, which, Isaiah, I've been to quite a few karaoke spots, and it seems no one can hit that note. You did it, and then some, and just blew us away. You know, even the judges stood up and sang along with you. So my question is, what has your journey been like since being on one of the biggest singing competition shows?
Well, first off, thank you for that compliment. I have to give huge credit to my music teacher who recently passed away. He taught me how to really just, you know, really broaden my vocal range, and I'm really happy that I was able to portray that. To say after American Idol, that gave me so much exposure locally, nationally, and even overseas. And I've had the opportunity to be able to gain a whole new audience of people and really be able to share people who I am. And for that is something that I'm going to be forever grateful for. Obviously, right after I was on American Idol, the pandemic hit, and all the events that I had gotten booked for or the interviews or anything in that nature kind of were put on hold or even, you know, postponed until next year.
Right.
2020 has been very difficult, not only just for people in the music industry, but everyone in general. I've been at home working on music, trying to just recreate things. I've done virtual shows. I've done some press interviews. I'm planning on actually doing a Christmas performance for my house. Yeah, just kind of to give people something to look forward to. The song right now, More Than Friends. But like I said, a lot of things that I did have planned, unfortunately, they did kind of get taken down because of when these hackers went into my social media, they truly did erase years and years and years of contacts that I had. And, you know, right after American Idol, I was getting hundreds of messages and followers from people from all around the world letting me know they saw me on Idol or just different opportunities. And it was just like in the blink of an eye, someone just hacked my account and everything was deleted.
Super excited for fans and our listeners to hear this thing. You want to get to it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's do it. We'll premiere it and we'll be right back after the single to talk more with Isaiah Grass to tell you some of the upcoming projects and things he has coming up. Here it is, Isaiah Grass, More Than Friends, 88.7 The Pulse. Isaiah Grass, 88.7 The Pulse, more than friends. Isaiah, how you doing, man?
I am so thrilled to be able to share my song with you on your station. Thank you so much. You know, going through a hardship, definitely being able to create a song like that, to be able to share it with the public, it is just, it's a therapeutic thing for me. I try so hard to always make music that can help people. And just to be able to share that right now with you, I cannot thank you enough. Thank you so much.
I was going to say, being an independent artist is tough. You know, you got to handle almost everything. So how do you deal with this stress, keep yourself motivated to keep doing what you love?
You know, honestly, I would say having to keep myself grounded, make sure that my expectations for myself are reasonable, and having a good support group behind me. My family, my friends, and even my management allow me to really be able to express what I need creatively, or they're just there for me for emotional support. And I think that's a huge factor, being in such a very competitive industry. But I owe so much to the radio stations such as yourself, the TV stations who have given me the opportunity to share my music and my story, and all of the newfound fans that I was able to develop after being on American Idol. And being an independent artist, you know, it is a lot of work. But when you have people behind you to support you, it makes it a fun process.
If you just tuned in, we're talking to a Chicago-based musician, Isaiah Grass, who was on American Idol's most recent season, More Than Friends, his new single, available this Friday on all streaming platforms. You can keep up with him on his website, IsaiahGrass.com. That's I-S-A-I-A-H Grass.com. Let's take a fan question here real quick. It's coming from Barbie Skirbo. I'm sorry if I'm messing up that name. It's S-C-E-R-B-O, Barbie Skirbo. She says, the judges on American Idol thought your pipes were perfect for Broadway because of your range. Have you given any thought to pursuing that? Because you seem to do everything from recording, live appearances, modeling, commercials. What about Broadway, Isaiah? What do you think?
I am very grateful that the judges had that comment to say to me. I wish they would have showed everything that they said. Ultimately, it just came down to them saying that I wasn't right for reality television. Before I was actually on camera, the producers were told that I had already released my own music, that my songs had been on the radio, that I was going to be on a talk show. And so having that feedback from the American Idol judges was kind of shocking to me. And I wish that more of the footage would have actually been shown, so people would have learned more about who I am versus like a 10-second clip. Now,
right.
To be considered that I have a voice for Broadway, I find that a tremendous compliment because, you know, Panic at the Disco, the lead singer, he is a phenomenal singer.
Brandon Urie, yep.
Yeah, he was actually in Broadway. Kelly Clarkson has been in Broadway. You know, so many.
And she's from American Idol.
Yeah, so it's like a lot of people, you know, had that experience. And so to be compared to say that I could be a star from Broadway instead of American Idol star, both of those to me are still wonderful compliments. And like I say, I have nothing but wonderful things to say about the judges taking the time to stand up and sing along with me and even giving me that feedback. It's given me a platform that I truly am working my best to create my own music and to be able to share that with the world.
Looking forward to people being able to download your single, More Than Friends, available this Friday on all streaming platforms. Keep up with Isaiah on his website, IsaiahGrass.com, I-S-A-I-A-H-Grass.com. Isaiah, always a pleasure having you on the show, man. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much for letting me share my new song, More Than Friends. I really hope that everyone will go check it out or follow me on social media at Isaiah G Music on Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook. Now, they also can go to my new website. It's Isaiah Grass Music. So it's just Isaiah Grass with the word music.com. And it'll be able to give them a lot of exclusive content that they can't see on social media. So I encourage them to do that. And like you said, tomorrow, October 23rd, my new single, More Than Friends, will come out and they can listen to all streaming platforms. Make sure to go check it out on Spotify, on all the different platforms that you guys use. And I can't wait to hear what you guys think of it.
Excellent. Thanks for joining the show, Isaiah.